Alexander, we have now what I consider, what I think is conclusive proof. I'll call it proof. In this case, maybe it's not proper legal speak, but I think it's proof that this red mirage strategy, this mail-in vote strategy, this delay the elections, the election results after November 3rd strategy, the strategy that Mark Zuckerberg was talking about, the strategy that Twitter is now censoring and banning people for if you announce the results on November 3rd, this strategy of dragging out the election results seems to be the exact strategy the Democrats are now plowing ahead with. And I say that because you sent me a Guardian article, which all but confirms this. In my mind, it confirms this. Let me read you the title of that article. It says, Biden assembles army of attorneys for post-election legal fight. Protracted battle expected as likely surge in mail-in votes means winner of Trump-Biden contest may not be known on the night. Here are the first two paragraphs, Alexander. Joe Biden's presidential campaign says it is amassing an unprecedented army of attorneys for an expected legal brawl over whether ballots will count in the weeks after the election. The effort will involve several other top Democratic voting rights and election law attorneys, as well as Eric Holder, the former attorney general. Americans are unlikely to know the winner of the presidential election on election night, in large part because of an expected surge in mail-in votes amid the CV. Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, key swing states, all prohibit election officials from beginning to process mail-in votes until election day, meaning there will be a wait until the final results are tallied. Alexander.
Well, I mean, I do call it proof. I think that's conclusive proof. The Guardian is a British newspaper, but it is completely plugged in to what the Democrats are doing. It is straightforwardly admitted that which we have been saying on these programs now for weeks and months, which is that the Democrats are going to try and overturn whatever election result appears to be materializing on election day. They're not going to accept the fact that Trump has won the election, even if it seems that he has won the election in a big way with lots of electoral college votes. They will be talking about these mythical mail-in ballots. I say mythical because we don't even know to what extent they even exist. I mean, this is, I think, an important point to make out. I mean, we just don't know that whether these, you know, people are bothering with them to any great extent. But they will go on pretending for days and weeks and months that, you know, the result isn't, in fact, the result. And they're assembling this vast army of lawyers to contest it and dispute it. And, of course, we now also have all these game plans being organized, you know, attempts to involve the military and red mirages. And, of course, all of the BLM Antifa people are, you know, locked and primed, if you like. So it's all there. I mean, The Guardian, which is, as I said, as pro-Democrat as it gets and as deeply enmeshed with the Democrats as it gets, it has just confirmed it. By the way, The Guardian was absolutely at the forefront, as I well remember, in 2016, 2017, with all the leaks that were coming out from the US deep state, and they were reproducing them. And they were some of the first people to report them many times. So, you know, they are absolutely right at the center of it. And you have it there. You have it absolutely clearly set out. For the first time in recent US history, the American people will have there's an attempt to keep them in ignorance of the election outcome, both on election day and it seems for days and weeks after. And that is something that should make people in the United States extremely worried indeed. I will also add to this something else, which is one can see where the origins of much of this come from. I've been reading over the last couple of days, I've nearly finished it, Byron York's book, Obsession. And in one of the early chapters, he discusses the enormous pressures that were put in 2016 on the electors who were elected to the Electoral College, the Republican electors, to get them to change their votes. And when there was this session of Congress to look into all of this, you know, to, which is basically, it's usually just a ratification system. I mean, they get the Electoral College result, they swear in all the new representatives and all the new senators who've been elected. It's a well-established ritual. Democrat after Democrat representative was getting up, trying on each occasion to dispute the Electoral College results and to put pressure on Republican electors to get them to change their votes. It didn't work, and it seems some Republicans hadn't expected it and were astonished that it would happen. But to my mind, it was an early indicator of what is coming after this election. So the only way, it seems to me, to prevent it is to come out and vote in a big way for Donald Trump in November, because if you don't do that, you're going to have an absolute protracted crisis after the election, and the Guardian has just confirmed it.
Yeah, it's going to be a legal battle.
I mean, it's going to be a legal battle.
If there's no landslide, and I mean a landslide on the electoral, but also a win in the popular vote, then, you know, all bets are off. We're going to be seeing something worse than what we saw with the Bush Gore.
It's going to be nothing like Bush Gore. I mean, it's going to be on an entirely different scale because, of course, in Bush Gore, it was a, you know, very discreet legal argument about what happened in one state, which was Florida, went to the Supreme Court. Everybody was going to accept the outcome of the Supreme Court decision, whatever it was, and it was going to be resolved. This isn't like this at all. This is a crisis in which in which one side, the Democrats, are not going to accept the outcome. I mean, they've said so. I mean, they've said so clearly. The Hillary Clinton said in the convention that Biden should not concede the result on election day or apparently ever. And they are already plotting and preparing to go on challenging it for as long as it takes. Now, bear in mind, by the way, what is this, if not an admission in The Guardian, that when the votes are come in on election day itself, Trump will have won? Why assemble armies of lawyers? Why you know, carry out all of these, game plan all of these scenarios if you really expect to win on election day? Clearly, they don't expect to win on election day. That's what all this is showing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, The Guardian outright says it. Facebook has admitted it. Twitter has admitted it. Bill Clinton has said it. Hillary Clinton has said it. John Podesta has said it. Yeah. Al Gore said it. Joe Biden has said it. The obvious game plan is the mail-in votes. Yeah. There's going to probably be some sort of, for lack of a better term, a media blackout of declaring the winner. So you may get some transparency via Fox News, I can think of it, the only big mainstream media channel that will try to push the Electoral College results as definitive. The other channels and the social media will pretty much put a complete blackout on everything. And then you're going to have the lawyers duking it out.
Exactly.
And, you know, you said in a past live stream, the Democrats have a lot more lawyers, but the Republicans have better lawyers. The fear, of course, is that you're dealing with multiple states, probably. And you now have the rioters who can be assembled and dispatched.
Absolutely.
On a dime. So you have that now as well playing into the...
Absolutely. And you have the organized protests. You have all sorts of attempts to try to create a pressure on the streets. I have to say this. I mean, it's following almost precisely the color revolution playbook. It's very strange. You know, I've seen this happen so many places around the world. You know, I remember this in Serbia. I remember places like Kyrgyzstan and wherever when it was tried there. It's very, very depressing to see it now happen in the United States itself. I mean, I never imagined that it follows it almost exactly into the T. Yeah. You know, dispute the election, invent phony polls. And I mean, if you go into various sites, I mean, Zero Hedge, I read an interesting article in Zero Hedge about how many of these opinion polls are basically constructed around heavy democratic oversampling, which isn't reported. So, you know, creating an impression that your candidate is doing better than he actually is. By the way, there's been a notable decline, if our viewers have noticed, in reported opinion polls, which is a further sign that Biden's lead, if it exists at all, is shrinking. But, you know, for what it's worth, even those opinion polls that are being reported are not really true. But so you have that. You have the impression given of a different outcome from the one that's likely. You have, as I said, the protests primed and ready. You have the lawyers primed and ready. You have the media primed and ready. And it seems that this is the copybook that's now being used in the United States itself. I never believed I would ever see it happen, but it is happening now.
It is happening. It's as clear as day that it's happening. You even have Kamala Harris primed and ready to take over. She gave a press conference or an interview the other day, and she even said the Harris administration.
No, I saw that.
everything, you know, it's clear as day what's going to be going on.
Absolutely, absolutely. A person, by the way, who bombed during the Democratic Party primaries, was deeply unpopular, and nonetheless, she's been leveraged into the White House.
This is mad. But I mean, you know, look, I mean, on the flip side, the good news, the silver lining to all of this is that all our viewers in the United States, you know, we have a clear idea, crystal clear idea what's going on. And yes, there's now 46, I believe, or 47 days till the polls open, till you go out to vote. So, you know, it's happening.
Yes. I still believe this is going to fail, actually. In fact, I'm quite certain that it is. I remain firmly of the view that Americans are far too attached to their constitution and to their system of government to allow these games to succeed. But, you know, it's worrying. I mean, beyond worrying, it is deeply concerning that these things are being talked about at all, and these schemes are being concocted. And now we have confirmation of them from the front page of The Guardian.
Yeah. All right. Alexander Mercuris, editor-in-chief of The Durant. Thank you very much. Guys, click on that subscribe button if you like the video. Like, comment, and share this video out as well. Definitely share this video out as well. Get people informed as to what's going on and what's happening in the United States with your elections. And also please donate to us on PayPal, Patreon, and subscribe. Star, your donation helps keep this channel up and running. And Alexander, in the Durant shop, actually for the descriptions of all the merchandise, I say the double-headed eagle looks east and west, always vigilant. It's vigilant. It's looking east and west, always keeping an eye out on things. You also say it in your pitch. Absolutely. For everyone in the United States, be vigilant. Keep an eye out on things. We see what's happening. We know what's happening. The Guardian is telling us.
Exactly. What was it, that famous quote? I forget by whom, that the price of liberty is perpetual vigilance. It's never been more true than now. And as Alex rightly says, our double-headed eagle is hovering above, keeping an eye on it all, reporting on it, making it known, and explaining it to our viewers as it happens. So that's what we do in our shop, and you support us doing that by coming to our shop, because it's not easy to do what we do. I mean, you know, we have to keep an eye on so many different things all the time. And it's demanding. We don't have the vast resources of some media organizations. It's essentially the two of us. So bear in mind that we need your help and we need your support to be able to do it. And you can do it by coming to our shop, buying the things that we have in our shop. We have huge respect for you as our viewers. So everything you will find in our shop is a quality item. Those of our viewers who've bought things from our shop, they will confirm that. The reviews we've had, the feedback we've had on our products has been tremendous. And as I said, you support us by going there. And just to show you some items, here we have our magic mug with the flag of the United States. Alex there has the flag of Greece. I have my new T-shirt with the flag of Australia, one of the great English-speaking countries. Alex has one with Canada, another great English-speaking nation. You will find flags of many countries now on many of our products, and soon, before long, I'm sure you'll find all the flags of all the countries. But we're also starting on US states. You will find them in our hats too. We've got amazing hats, truckers hats and baseball hats and embroidered hats, also with the flags of our countries. Look out for our hoodies too. And of course, if you want to have the detail of many of our events explained further, you'll find it all in our ebooks. So come to our shop, support us, buy these great things, and Alex will remind you how.
You'll find the link to our shop in the description box down below. Alexander Mercurius, thank you very much. Till next time, everybody, take care.